This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you there for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all of that. In fact, you can actually influence the stuff that we will talk about on these airwaves by submitting different things you find of interest across the internet as you're surfing about, doing whatever it is you do. If you find something that you think the other Free Talk Live listeners might enjoy, just grab the link and basically paste it over into our little form on our website. It'll go into our site. Other listeners will then vote as to whether they dislike or like it. And the most liked will end up on the front page and the top of our website at freetalklive.com. So thanks in advance, because it's listeners like you that are making it possible for our website to have content on it. So I want to start things out here tonight, Mark. Of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything, but I want to start out here tonight with an email about Surreal. Now, Surreal called the program last night, the very final segment as we were doing the radio show.
This is a gentleman's nickname.
Correct. S-I, so in case I'm not being clear, he spells it S-I-R space real. So Surreal, calling from any club. And now, that should give you a hint as to the type of personality that that Surreal is. And Surreal has tended to call in on issues of a relationship or relationship nature or women. He calls with pickup tips and things like that. And I don't recall, Mark, Surreal, maybe we've been hearing from him for, I don't know,
a while?
A year, maybe?
Yeah, just that,
like,
sounds right.
An occasional call, like once a quarter we'll hear from Surreal or something like that.
Right, and by no means a chronic caller.
No, and he's entertaining, and he is,
yes.
You know, he's got his belief system, and he's very firm with it, and is interested in spreading it, apparently. And I don't recall if we've ever actually had a woman call or email in response to Surreal. And Mark, do you recall if that's ever happened?
But I mean, that doesn't mean that it hasn't happened.
Now, on one hand, this is talk radio, and as friendly as we are to women, you know, if you're a lady listener, you get put on the air first. If you're on hold, you know, for instance, if there's other guys on hold, we'll put a lady on first, that kind of thing. So we have policies here on the show that I hope would encourage more female participation. But the fact is, females just don't listen to talk radio as much. And I think it has to do with kind of the male-dominated nature of
the
format.
They certainly don't listen to, shows that are aimed in the direction that, like, Free Talk Live is. I mean, there's female-oriented talk out there that more women listen to.
You know what, Mark? I think that...
But if you were to just put talk in a category, women don't listen near as much as men do.
I think there is what they call female-oriented talk, but I think that that alone is kind of insulting a little bit to women, the idea that, they're so different.
You don't think men and women have different interests?
I think that is true, but if you look at what the radio industry, which is largely an industry run by men, thinks is female-oriented talk, is like pop culture, right? Maybe some mommy talk in there, but pop culture is like what this is what they believe that women want, and I think that's.
I'd be interested in knowing what, like, say, Clark Howard's numbers were
with women. I bet he does a lot better.
I bet he does, and I mean, he doesn't do mommy talk or anything like that. He does budgeting, saving money, things.
But you
like
talked
that
about women talk, and there's this, Clark Howard is just a consumer advice guy, right? So that's something that appeals to a lot of different people. Whereas when the industry people are talking about women talk,
right? I say female-oriented talk is what I said.
Okay.
So I mean, it's whatever talk is more oriented towards females.
I see. Well, Clark Howard is oriented towards consumers, so I wouldn't call him a female-oriented talk show anymore. So
who do you think spends the money in this country, my friend?
Fine, you can make that point if you'd like, but everybody's a consumer. By the way, Curtis joining us here, better late than never. Hello, Curtis.
Hello, everybody. Who spends the money? It's teenage girls.
No. Sorry, they don't have it. I'll tell you.
Whatever they have, they spend. Most teenagers,
go to Target,
period,
and look around, and you will see who spends the money. The money is spent by middle class, upper middle class, and upper class women between the ages of 35 and 64. Those are the people with the money.
So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line here. So, Curtis, I'm bringing you here into this conversation. I don't know if you heard what happened last night. We had Surreal call into the show and give his 10 things. I think it was 10 things that he believes that men should know about women and
yeah.
what they want, etc.
Surreal is basically a pickup artist. And, you know, proposes, and it, I suppose, has studied the art of picking up women and, you know, what it takes in order to do such a thing and that kind of thing.
Right. You're welcome to comment here.
Surreal, like S-I-R, real.
Space real, yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody's got to have an appellation when they call in. I don't know if he manages to try to go by this in real life. I mean,
I hope so. That's
it'd
great.
Be silly, right?
So as I was pointing out, maybe it's a fact that, or maybe it's a factor as far as why we've never had a response until now to surreal, at least that I can recall from a lady listener. And of course, I always call out for the call, you know, on the air. Hey, if you're a lady listener, we'd love to have you respond to this. And I was telling Michelle Seven, who was here visiting earlier, about this, and I was like, oh man, Michelle, I wish we'd had you in the studio last night for when Surreal called in, because it would have been, I think, particularly interesting to have a lady on the air during Surreal's call.
Particularly so, Michelle Seven.
So we'll do the next best thing, and we will read a response to Surreal, and I will not say who it's from, but came in here. She says, I've got the wrong email in front of me here. How about this one? Okay, so Surreal. She said, I was listening to Tuesday's show this afternoon and heard that dumbass Surreal at the end of the broadcast. I don't know if I would have called in had I been listening live. Probably not. You know why? And maybe this is why we never get a call for Surreal. He's the kind of guy I wouldn't dignify with a glance, much less a conversation. I don't know why there's this certain class of men who think that women are puzzles to be deciphered or, even better, hacked into. I think any guy or gal worth knowing is just real, more like the caller from Arizona was saying. We did get a call after Surreal from a guy who had some rebuttive things to say. And so she says, and no matter who you are, man or woman, you have to take the time to get to know somebody. Sorry, no shortcuts. So maybe that pickup artist junk is useful for a college sophomore trying to get some use out of his own junk, or a dude who's trying to pretend he's an ex-chump turned macho man, whatever he called it, he's still a chump. I'm not saying that 100% of what he said was totally wrong for all women. I guess it depends on what kind of girl you're after in the first place. I kind of look at stuff like that when it's an act as a bag of tricks and lies, not at all what I look for in any kind of relationship, whether it's friendship or sexual. And I guess what really bugs me about that being a bunch of lies is that you should always be able to tell someone, especially your partner, exactly how you feel and what you want. Yeah, sure, surprises are fun, of course, but constant guessing games are immature.
Well... Yes, I want to live the way this gal says. However, I think that there is sort of the early on in the relationship to catch women's attention. There's a certain way that guys are going to be more successful rather than less successful. And you know, the first thing to do is to walk up and talk to people, right? So if your interest is to meet as many women as possible, either in order to get a bunch of numbers so that you find the right one, because, you know, that's going to work, right? Or to in order just to get a bunch of numbers. So whatever your system, whatever your desire is, you're going to have to go out and meet people. And you're going to have to talk to them. And there's going to be more successful and less successful ways to talk to them. I can look down my nose at the pickup artist and the way they go about things now, because I have a wife whom I love, a mm-hmm. child who is the center of my universe, and all the things those guys do. But I'll tell you, you know, the saying that nice guys finish last, it's not entirely untrue when you're talking about the dating scene. You can go months and months without dates by being a very nice guy. You can get dates on a regular basis by being, you know, some horn dog that hits on every woman at the club. I mean, she wouldn't deny that. She didn't deny that. What she was saying is, you know, how do you get a better relationship? And I think that there's different ways. And it depends on the person as to how you get a better relationship.
We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. A little bit more about Surreal here. I want to get my response in. Plus, we'll recap a few of the things that that he said. I played it back just before the show, some of what he said, and I tried to take a few notes. I know I left some of them out. I got through like four or five of the things he said. More come up. It's Free Talk Live.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those, including our archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours free. In fact, if you want, you can get the last week on the front page of the site and then click into the archive section to go back to 2006. All free at freetalklive.com. Again, 800-259-9231 is the number here. We are talking about Sir Real. He called into the show last night, the very end of the program, last segment, to reveal his 10 things that he thinks all men should know about women. And clearly he was being very, very general, and certainly he admitted to that, but he asserted that that he believes that 80-plus percent of women out there are the way he says they are. Sam responded by suggesting that perhaps Sir Real only attracts a certain type of women to him by being who he is. And I think that's a legitimate thing to say, too. And we just...
I don't know. I mean, it seemed like mostly what he was claiming was that men, women are attracted to more assertive men. And
he said they like to be talked dirty to. They like to be told they are naughty. They like to be told what to do. They like to be
exactly
slutty.
How? What did he expound on that told what to do thing?
As in leading them, I'm going to do this and we're going to do that, that kind of thing.
Because I asked him if it was okay for me to just tell my wife to go do the dishes and how that was going to go for me. Because I already know how it's going to go for me. I was just asking him. And so he didn't just make it seem like you could just tell women to go ahead and do this, do that, do another thing. I think
he's talking about dominating them as well.
Well, right. I think dominating isn't the right term, okay? I think that it's being assertive. I think that his claim is that women prefer assertive men. And I think that it is not an incorrect statement. That's all.
Women like to be slutty as well.
I don't even know what that term means entirely. Do some women like to have sex? Do most women like to have sex? Of course they do, just like guys.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever.
Anyway, we had a lady listener write in here in regards to Sir Real, basically saying that that
your game is whack.
Yeah, that
wiggity wiggity whack.
She wouldn't dignify him with a glance, and
right. And you know,
I've seen this lady; she's a very attractive lady. So.
Right. I don't disagree with what she's saying either. I think that there's that some people are going to be attracted to certain types of come-ons.
Yeah.
But I think that assertiveness is generally attractive, even if you're talking about, I think probably assertiveness is less attractive for women. However, I think that it's attractive. I like a woman who's confident.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that there's a line between confidence and assertiveness and dominance. Okay. So, I don't think there's anything wrong with being confident.
One of the things that there wasn't much of what Sir Real said that really resonated with me, because I think he would probably consider me one of his, what was it, average chump or something like that?
Mm, I would too, yeah.
Would you? Okay. Because, you know, I'm just not, I'm not motivated by the same things that that Sir Real is.
Right. Well, actually, what he would call your average average frustrated chump is somebody who's frustrated.
Oh, okay? Okay.
You're not frustrated.
I'm not. No.
You're happy with your life the way it is, and I wouldn't call you that. But however,
yeah. I'm not out chasing tail, and I'm not interested in chasing tail.
I can tell you, having gotten when I first got out of prison, it's like coming from a different country. I only interacted with males and was pretty mm-hmm. good at it for basically that's a true statement, for 9 years. And then when I got free, it took me a while to be able to sort of, be something that wasn't threatening or foreign to women. Yeah. And what I've noticed is foreign guys have the same issue. Now, I don't know what it's like for American guys in foreign countries, but I can tell you that, what it seemed like it was, because I didn't have any trouble dating in foreign countries, but what it was like for foreign guys in America, it seems like they have more trouble. That's my experience, and it's just because there's this dance, and it's very nuanced, and if you don't have the facility and the practice of doing the dance, then it's not going to work for you exactly right. I'm not saying that you won't be able to find a wonderful woman. However, you're not going to be facile at it.
It's uncomfortable, though, to hear a Surreal make these statements about all women, right? Because clearly...
It is uncomfortable. I absolutely agree. What he says is uncomfortable.
And I didn't really want to get into it with him last night because I knew we were short on time and he had this top 10 list and you wanted to go home and didn't want to stay extra really long time. So that's why I'm kind of getting into it now. And clearly there are women out there that, are right for Surreal. And I like what Sam said about him attracting that kind of woman to him. I think there's some truth to that as well. But certainly not the case for all guys out there. And just I'm glad that we finally had somebody respond to him from the female persuasion to say no. So 1-800-259-9231. Curtis, I mean,
is he a regular guest or?
I mean, no, he's
not
a caller.
Guest, but I mean, he's the regular caller. Or what?
Well, regular as in like once every quarter of a year. I mean, he's not a regular at all. He's somebody who's called before. Somebody who's very recognizable.
And he does this sort of. I mean, is this the first time he's done the list? Or
No, this is his shtick.
He calls in and says, you guys are doing it wrong. This is how you do it.
Well, I don't know that he says wrong, but I mean...
Well, Mark's not doing it wrong, because Mark's not in the same place as Surreal. I mean, Surreal was saying, Mark, that... Oh, he did have some advice for Mark, though, last night. He said that Mark should go and hold his wife down or something. What was it? Like, you hold her hands behind her back...
And push her against the wall.
Push her against the wall. How'd that go for you? Did you try that one?
No, I did tell my wife about it, and she laughed. She belly laughed about it.
You should have done that and then said, do the dishes, baby.
See, you guys want to get me in so much trouble.
I don't. I got nothing. I don't really support much of what he said. I think that
my wife is mostly a stay-at-home mom. She does a certain amount of work from home, but it's more or less her job to take care of the things around the house, and then I do, you know, my work, which includes all day long making telephone calls. But often I will catch the dishes because it amazes me. But she simply can't stay at home all day and then handle all the work. I watch this woman. She is not lounging about. We don't even have television. She's not lounging about watching TV or entertaining herself or anything. She just can't cover all the work that it takes to be a stay-at-home mom. So, you know, when the dishes pile up, I'll catch him at night usually.
One of the things that he said that actually did resonate a little bit with me but still kind of bugged me is this idea of that, you've got to be, tell them what to do, that kind of thing. And when I'm thinking of what I want out of a relationship, I want to have a lady who's a partner. And I don't want to be always telling her what to do or at all necessarily. But in a past relationship that had happened where I was told, well, you know, sometimes I just want you to tell me, for instance, where to go out to dinner, that sort of thing. But in that particular relationship, you know, the person was a kind of choosy eater. So it was like, well, what if I pick somewhere you don't want to go? I mean, wouldn't it make sense for you to have some input in this discussion? So I see some of that being true, at least in a past relationship, but it's a little frustrating to me. You got nothing, huh, Mark?
I would say that, that picking restaurants isn't the area that women naturally want that kind of leadership.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm not saying that some do, some don't, but I think you're going to fall on your butt trying to say, well, we're going out for pizza. Well, what do you think about that?
It seems like a horrible
baby
idea.
Right.
You know, more coming up. 800-259-9231. I'd rather decide things together and or take turns or something like that. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. I'd love your thoughts.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith and make money part-time, full-time, or as a retired income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuarantee.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Listening options include live streams, broadband, and dial-up versions, plus our webcam where you can watch, listen, and chat with other listeners, as well as listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. So head over to listen.freetalklive.com to get more info and get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And again, you can join us at 800-259-9231. We are talking about Surreal and the call that he made to the show last night with his 10 things that he says that all men need to know about women. And we had an email from a lady listener, and now we've actually got a call from a lady listener and somewhat sometime host of the show. Stephanie is with us from porktherapy.com, pork with a C, porktherapy.com.
I'm very interested in what Stephanie has to say about this.
As am I. Stephanie, you heard Surreal's call and his top 10 list last night?
I did. I heard it on the podcast today. I would have called in to talk to him live, but I wasn't listening then. Basically, my thoughts are that I pretty much agree with Mark on this one. I think that Surreal is right about a lot of things, and that, you know, he may have come off as a little bit of a misogynist, but he never said anywhere in that call, you know, to treat women with disrespect or to give them unwanted advances or to, you know, try to dominate them when they refuse or, you know, aren't interested in you. I mean, he was just basically saying be assertive, project confidence, and I think those are things that a lot of women like. I mean, you even said yourself, Ian, that you had a lady ask you to sort of take charge and tell you where to go out for dinner. And, I mean, if she asks you for that, then she's sending a signal, right? What's wrong with
you? Sure, sure. No, that makes sense. I mean, I'm totally in favor of communicating and being communicative with a partner. But Surreal right, was well, basically that's... suggesting that you should just do these things and she's going to like
well,
it.
Well, I think the one thing that that sort of falls short here, that Surreal's in Surreal's message, and I think the way it sort of comes across often is that, you know, men have become less than they were at one point. And I don't think that that's the right thing. I think that the way that women have been treated in the past, a la Paul Newman, every once in a while a woman needs a smack, I think that that's a, that's an old style of, you know, a way of doing things. And I think that there's value in it, and perhaps in the pendulum swing, the average male has become emasculated and doesn't understand how to, make his way forward in the world. But there's a distinct difference between dominance and confidence.
Yes, absolutely. And nowhere in that call did he ever say to be violent or, do unwanted things or any, even rape a woman or anything like that. He just was basically saying, take charge and be confident. And actually, I know some women who basically are just interested in that kind of thing, and they want that from men, but men that they date or encounter are just not confident enough to give that to them, and they're not, they're being nice guys, and they're not really asserting themselves and not really confident. And, I think what he said was right on about that there are a lot of women who are just kind of craving that, and they're just not getting it from anywhere.
And would you agree with him that they're also not willing to communicate about that? But basically what he was saying was that you need to just, try holding them down or, do this and that. And he asserted that they will like it, if you do it, that kind of thing, rather than just communicate what they want.
Yeah, I don't think that's quite right on it. I think, Ian, what you're saying about communication is really capturing the essence of it. I mean, obviously, the best way to go about something like that is to ask and to just get feedback from a partner. He's like, do you like it when I do this? Do you not like it? I don't think, if a woman is like refusing, when you try to hold her down or something, I don't think you should just try to do that and expect that she'll like it no matter what, because every woman is different.
That's right.
Everyone wants something different from a partner.
Yeah, and
sometimes when I shove the pillow over their face, they holler and flail around. I don't understand.
Yeah, and that's just not the kind of thing that I'm, interested in doing to a lady. So I'd rather, unless that's what something like that's what she wants. So I'd rather have it laid out in advance.
I think a lot more women than you think are interested in that and want that. And yes, they should be. I absolutely agree that they should be able to communicate their wants and needs in a relationship, and they should be able to tell people, hey, this is how I want you to treat me. But again, I just don't think Surreal was intending any disrespect. He wasn't saying be disrespectful or be a jerk. He was just saying be confident, be assertive.
Okay. If it's interpreted that way, and I think that's the important part, is to make sure how it's interpreted.
Stephanie, anything else you want to share?
That's it.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, an unscreened call on the AMP lines. Hello, who's this? Unscreened caller going once. Unscreened caller going twice. All right, 800-259-9231. So any other thoughts, gents, on the issue of surreal relationships, being assertive or being confident?
I think confidence is the real aphrodisiac here, and I think it's true for women as it is for men.
I think confidence makes sense. Know yourself and don't be afraid to be yourself.
I've heard guys say that they want Oriental women or foreign women because they're more like subservient or whatever. And I often feel like, it's not that I don't think foreign women might very well be great or whatever, but the reason that you are going after them stinks. So, I always feel kind of bad for that guy that says that. And it seems like he's probably coming out of a bad relationship or whatever it is that, he's going there. However, I've heard every guy that goes over to Ukraine gets married.
Is that right? Yes. Well, there are websites that can help you with that sort of thing. I don't know what the success rate is, though, of those websites.
A friend of mine,
rent a wife or buy
a
wife,
married a woman over in Russia and then brought her over, and it didn't go particularly well for him. He imagined that he was going to get you know, basically this was the scenario that he was looking for, this woman that would be the good Christian wife for him. And what she wanted was some guy that was wealthy. And by her standards, maybe that was true. I don't know what it was like over there in Russia. But she wanted a bunch of things bought for her at the store when she arrived. She came with no luggage.
Ah, okay.
If you could imagine. Gotcha. Well, I don't need luggage. You're going to buy it. And, like, basically said this upon meeting, you know. So.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a good start to a healthy relationship. It doesn't seem like the participants are really coming in appreciative of one another and what one another believes or wants. It's kind of a convenient setup, basically.
Well, I wouldn't propose to know. I'm sure it's turned out great in some instances and horribly in others.
Well, right. I mean, it was probably convenient for him for a little while and convenient for her for a little while, and then things went south because that's all it was really based on.
Wasn't very long.
Yeah. How long, what would you say?
The relationship went well, that they were still living together, that kind of thing. I'd say 6 months tops.
Now, what happens from an immigration standpoint there? Do you have to stay together for a certain period of time?
Yeah, basically you had to stay together for 3 years in order for it to be legit. I believe that he played along with her for a period of time. Hmm. He did get very short-tempered at some point or another in dealing with her nonsense. And I, admittedly, the stories from his side, I didn't get a lot of her stories, mind you. The stories from his side did seem like a bunch of nonsense he was dealing with.
1-800-259-9231. We do have other things to discuss here tonight. Hopefully we'll get a chance to get around to another email from Mark Emery, because I've got a whole lot of them. Mark Emery emailing from the maximum security C-Tech prison in Seattle, Washington, where he's being held for something like 5 years under federal custody. Now, he's not being held in C-Tech for the whole 5 years. He's going to be transferred to a minimum security prison. So that's a little bit of good news for Mark. But on the other hand, he's still going to be away from his wife, and the minimum security prison that he'll be held in will be further away from Vancouver than Seattle. So wherever it is they transfer him to, while the conditions may be better, he won't actually get to see his wife as often. So kind of a crappy trade-off. Anyway, we'll hopefully get to some of that here tonight, plus your calls as well about what you want at 800-259-9231, plus a police brutality story. I said I'd do it last night, and we didn't get to it, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. Of course, your calls are the primary element. If you make them, what's on your mind? 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, RollingPapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, RollingPapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at RollingPapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at RollingPapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at RollingPapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with RollingPapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the features that are there. They are free for you. And if you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the program, thereby getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the show, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, get access to perks like the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, commercial-free podcast, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com.
I don't want to sound like Chicken Little or like I'm forecasting the sky falling or anything like that, but did anybody hear Ben Bernanke's speech before the Senate Finance Committee today?
Afraid not.
Yeah, it was riveting, especially the...
Really?
Actually, I listened to the whole thing.
Wow.
It was on the radio, and it was either listen to him or somebody else talking about, I don't know, Lindsay Lohan or whatever they would listen to.
Right. So what was it? What about it?
Well, there's one particular sentence that I found, and this is the one they're quoting all over the news, is the marketplace is exceptionally unpredictable. At this point, is exceptionally unpredictable or something like that. Exceptionally unpredictable, I believe, are the two words that went together. And then the stock market crashed. It went down by 100 points when he said that. So maybe gold and silver might be the way to invest your money at this point, or, you know, as a hedge against inflation, barter currency, one of those things. Gold.freetalklive.com. We've got gold and silver for you. It's the coins that I picked out there have I picked out for the sole purpose of you getting precious metals in your hands, not some kind of collector currency or anything like that. It's gold.freetalklive.com. If you are a bad saver, we've got a plan for you. You just have to call this 800 number I'm going to give you here. Ask for the layaway plan. You can get 20 coins of the ones off gold.freetalklive.com or others. If you call this number, they'll help you with other coins. At Midas Resources. The number is 877-857-9938, 877-857-9938, and ask for the layaway plan.
You know, Mark, Bernanke is kind of right with his quote, though, that the market is unpredictable. I mean, he's saying it's more unpredictable than normal, but, Mark, the market is just unpredictable because, well, the marketplace is essentially the aggregate of the trillions and trillions of decisions that are being made in any given moment in time by any billions of people that are deciding what to do or what not to do with their dollars. In you know, as far as what they're doing, I mean,
sure. But when the Fed chairman gets on, you know, gets on national radio and television in front of the Senate Finance Committee and says, "Oh, we're up for a bumpy ride, folks," you know, it's gonna be.
Well, no, the point I wanted to make was that that's a true statement. But what isn't true, or what? Excuse me. Another true statement is that the government is pretty predictable. Mm. So while the market may be unpredictable, it's pretty easy to predict what the federal government and the Federal Reserve are going to do. So to the end of, for instance, encouraging people to protect their value with things like gold and silver, you can pretty much guarantee that the federal government, the Federal Reserve, is going to keep increasing the money supply. That's pretty much a guarantee. They have an interest in doing that, right? This is their economic model, basically. So whenever there's a problem with funding for the federal government, they just flip on the printing presses or increment some zeros in a numbers in a computer somewhere, and you can pretty much count on that. And you look at the value of the dollar dropping. Some people will say 96% over the last 90 years or 100 years. So you look at that kind of.
The biggest drop has occurred since 71 when we were completely all tethers to precious metals were.
But it
severed.
Keeps dropping.
Yeah.
Because it's the government currency. And as you say, they removed the gold, whatever tethering that they had to it. At first it was silver and gold backing, and then they removed that, and then they removed the gold standard. What was it that they pulled in the 70s, Mark? What was that, that called?
Weren't they allowing foreign governments to purchase gold with U.S. dollars at the set rate it used to be for American citizens?
Yeah, the one
American
point that was,
citizen couldn't do it, but they were still allowing foreign governments to.
And vice versa, I believe. I believe it had to do with foreign
government. So that went away in the 1970s, and then things started getting worse for gold. So that's what I'm saying.
Some people would say it was better. It was you know, there was liquidity in the marketplace.
Yeah, my point is we gave all our
gold to China and Saudi Arabia for $22 an ounce or something.
You can absolutely predict what the government is or is going to do. So anyway, gold.freetalklive.com. According to PennLive.com, one minute Justin Barnes was standing in front of the Dragonfly nightclub on 2nd North Street in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, handing out flyers for promoting a rap group's performance. The next thing the Harrisburg man knew, he said he was lying on the ground, his eyes watering from sprayed irritant, a police baton held to his neck. Four police officers piled on him, his hands cuffed, and his back tingling from being shot with a taser. And there's a picture of him in this article, and he is not looking too good.
Yeah, I think so. It didn't sound like a good evening for this guy.
Barnes, 25, said Sunday night that he was attacked by police as a result of racial profiling and was subjected to police brutality. He expects a fine for disorderly conduct but has received no paperwork. He wrote in an email to the Patriot News, "I was maced, tased, and punched in the face." Harrisburg officials had nothing to say Sunday about the incident, which was shown in videos on YouTube and Facebook. In one video, at least seven Harrisburg police officers, including bicycle patrol officers, can be seen around a man lying in the street. One officer is seen repeatedly raising his arm and appearing to strike the man, who cannot be seen clearly. In another video on YouTube, a police officer can be seen spraying an aerosol into a crowd in front of the Dragonfly. The person who posted that video said police were breaking up a fight between two women. According to another Facebook page, HPD Corrupt, that's the Harrisburg PD, was established Sunday morning with a photo of battered Barnes as its profile picture. By 9:45 Sunday, the page had nearly 300 friends, most of whom posted the same photo of Barnes in their profiles. The city's preliminary crime report, which Harrisburg's website says reflects crimes reported to the police, showed no incidents in Harrisburg between 10:39 p.m. and 3 a.m. Sunday. The report lists no incidents on 2nd Street or on Saturday night or Sunday morning. Now, what do you think the explanation for that is? I mean, you've got all these people who said they saw the police. They've got video evidence of the police spraying a crowd with pepper spray and beating a man, apparently, in the middle of the street or on the sidewalk or whatever. And the police are saying, "What? What are you talking about? We didn't have any calls. Our officers didn't respond to anything. We don't know what you're saying."
No, it's a strange response. What?
It was a quiet Sunday night.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, there's video of people in police uniforms spraying and beating people. I suppose they could try to make it seem like it wasn't their officers. But, you know, it's going to be the more officers there are, the less likely it's going to be that they can be, you know, say that, oh, this is just some crazy people or something.
So according to the story here at PennLive.com, a police dispatch bureaucrat said she had no information or news releases about any incidents on 2nd Street. Dauphin County Night Court spokes bureaucrat said there was no record of Barnes having been arraigned. So it sounds like they just beat the hell out of the guy, and then that was that. I mean, why bother filing a report? Then there will actually be some
punishment.
Then there will be some sort of actual paper trail for at least, you know, the throwaway investigation, whatever it would end up being, to follow. Now there's not even that. Now they'll just deny even being there. Oh, that wasn't us. It was a gang of people who was dressed like us.
Like the cops?
Yeah, like a criminal gang.
There's another criminal gang dressed in blue.
Well, what other excuse could they possibly have?
Well, I would say that they probably what the claim is going to be is, oh, well, we didn't realize that our bureaucracy was a little befuddling to us. Yes, in fact, those were our officers, but we've done an investigation and it was all in the up and up.
But don't worry, Brenda Alton, the mayor's interim spokesbureaucrat, said she was not aware of the incident and could not comment. However, she did say she would try to reach Police Chief Pierre Ritter to have him call the Patriot News. Guess
there
what
you
happened?
Go.
Guess what happened?
As of this printing, they had not received a call back.
Correct. Ritter had not called by midnight, and a second call to the spokesbureaucrat for the mayor, Ms. Alton, was not answered. So, they picked up the phone the one time not knowing what was going on. The spokesbureaucrat had no idea what had happened, and then that was the last she wanted to talk to the news about this. Barnes, who, by the way, the victim here, is a whole 5'6" tall and all of 130 pounds. Works as a promoter.
He's a mountain of a man.
He's a club promoter. It's not like he's a security officer.
Very strange. It must be a case of mistaken identity. The cops thought that somebody did something, I don't know, and they thought that Barnes was it, so they just jumped on him. Sound right?
He says, I was passing out flyers. I heard a small fight in front of the Dragonfly, and I didn't see anyone spray mace, but I felt it in my eyes. People started scrambling, and the cops sprayed the whole crowd. I was disoriented. Barnes said that as he tried to get away from the spray, he bumped into a police officer. Mm. He said, I couldn't get my eyes open. They yelled at me, and one pushed me. I didn't get loud or curse. I just asked for water to get it out of my eyes. I was an innocent bystander.
I don't think the water helps.
He said that when he asked for his name, or excuse me, when he asked for the name and badge number of the officer who sprayed the irritant, the officers pushed him again. He said, they treated me like I wasn't human. They held my hands behind my back and threw me on the ground so my face hit the ground. 4 200-pound officers jumped on top of me. They maced me in my face again while I was on the ground. They tased me 2 times on my lower spine. One officer punched me in the back. Then they picked me up and dragged me to the paddy wagon. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More about the beating in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that the police are pretending just didn't happen. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 2's on the way. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.